We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. If, like me, you have been paying attention to the impeachment of President Donald John Trump, you tried to get through the Democrats last week. Saturday and today, it has been the opening remarks from the president's side of things. And I thought on Saturday, the president's team really pretty well dismantled everything the Democrats had done through the past week. And today we hear about this John Bolton thing. Oh, my gosh, is it all over? Is it time to reopen this? Do we have to call somebody? I don't know. I'll tell you who does know. And that, of course, is our friend Joe Moreto, former federal prosecutor, a partner in the world's oldest law firm, Cadwallader, an officer in the United States Army, combat veteran. Degrees. I don't even have time to list all degrees. A CPA, an attorney, a solicitor over in Great Britain. And as I always point out, quite frankly, in addition to his dashing good looks and unbelievably entertaining personality, he is best known and really the most important job any of us can have. He's the father of seven beautiful little Marinos. And I'm thrilled to say that the smartest attorney on God's green earth, Joe Moreno, joins us this afternoon. Joe, thank you for being here.
Jeff, it's always such a pleasure to join you, and thank you for that introduction. And I don't promise to be the smartest lawyer in the world or know the answers, but I'll do my darndest to give you my take and my predictions, that I guarantee.
All right. Now, I know you're not adding world's smartest lawyer on your business cards, but that's how you come up in my phone index now, so I've got no choice on that one.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So, Joe, here's the deal. The last time we spoke, you sort of laid this out. Here's what the Democrats are going to do. Here's what the Republicans are going to do. Here's why this isn't a real trial per se. So give me your sense now. We're what, 4, 5, 6 days into this? What have you taken from it so far?
Well, Jeff, if you asked me that question 24 hours ago, yeah, I would have a slightly different answer.
Okay.
I would have said, as of yesterday afternoon, I would have said we are rocketing toward a quick end to this. And I was predicting this trial would be over, mm-hmm, with no additional witnesses by Friday.
Right.
Now, with this John Bolton development, and look, you know, these are the dangers of having a trial where you don't have a steady hand on what's happening, because they can be unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've heard in just the last few hours, a couple of wobbly Republicans, including Mitt Romney of Utah and Susan Collins of Maine, now saying, you know what, they're open to witnesses.
Yeah.
That means that the Democrats are halfway to the four Republicans that they need to keep this thing going. And I'm not sure that's really good for anybody.
Right.
So at this point, you know, your guess is as good as mine as far as whether this wraps up quick now, or if we go to witnesses, it really becomes unpredictable, because the Democrats are not going to be happy just with John Bolton. They're going to want more. The Republicans may call their own witnesses then, which they have the power to do,
mm-hmm,
and this could go on for a long time.
Okay, so I hate to see conspiracies, and because I think real life is challenging enough. But when we hear that this was leaked, the information about John Bolton was leaked, and the Bolton people are saying, well, yeah, obviously it was leaked by the White House, is it possible it really was leaked by the White House because the White House team really does want to have witnesses?
I think that's unlikely.
Okay.
I think the leak was much more likely a lawyer or a public relations person for John Bolton.
Yeah.
And this is sort of a crass way of trying to gin up interest for his book that's about to be published in about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, I don't have... I never pretended to be a big foreign policy guy, so I don't know, you know, I haven't followed John Bolton's career to a T. I've always heard good things about him, that he was a good conservative.
Yep.
But honestly, this kind of, you know, this is a strange development, right? He's known information for for months. Right. He's always been able to come forward with it. And the idea that he drops it now on a Sunday night in the middle of the trial, at the same day, it sounds like his book link on Amazon has gone live. I don't know. It looks awfully sketchy to me. But again, you know, this is what happens in the unpredictability of a trial. And Mitch McConnell really has to think hard now. Is he going to retain control over this process, which the Republicans duly have?
Right.
Or is he going to let the train kind of, you know, run off the tracks, which it most surely will?
Yeah.
If you allow one witness, you're going to allow a bunch more. And then gosh only knows where it goes.
So let me ask you about the substance. What we've heard or what we've seen from this leak is that John Bolton's book, I mean, he uses the title, I was in the room, and he says, yep, absolutely. The president said, I'm conditioning this aid on these investigations. Let's say for a second that it is 100% true. Is there anything wrong with that?
This goes to the heart, Jeff, and you're putting your finger on it, the heart of the whole case here. And in my view, Republicans are being a little coy because they know what they really believe, and I think they know what the majority of the public and the president's supporters believe, which is that even if you assume pretty much everything the managers are arguing is true, most people do not think this is a big deal.
Right.
First off, even the managers, right, the prosecutors, are admitting now there's no crime here. So let's get that right off the table, right? There's no alleged crime that the president has been charged with committing.
Right.
So now we're in this more gray area about basically how did he conduct himself. And if the president's position is, look, before I release $500 million, and we know he is skeptical of foreign aid in general. He does not like giving American money away.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah.
And before I release $500 million, I've heard word of this Hunter Biden arrangement with Burisma, which, as we know, was true.
Yep.
And I've seen this video of Joe Biden seemingly bragging about firing a prosecutor, and we haven't still really gotten a good explanation about connecting the two.
Right.
So we know something was there, and the president said, I'm not comfortable releasing this money until I get to the bottom of this. So it wasn't about manufacturing dirt. That's completely untrue.
Right.
It was about getting to the bottom of a situation that we know happened. And ultimately, though, the president relented. The aid was released. No investigation was announced, and no harm was done.
Right.
And I think when you take that, no amount of witnesses or John Bolton's or documents change that. And when people hear that, I think most people shrug and say, you know what? That's not really a big deal. It's certainly not criminal.
Right.
It's not enough to justify removal of a president. In fact, we have an election coming up in 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of presidential conduct that you might like or you might not like, but that's a question for voters. It's not a criminal or quasi-criminal matter that should form the basis of removing a president.
What great insight. Joe Moreno is joining us, and while he has rejected my description of him as the world's smartest lawyer, he's got a whole slew of other distinctions, which I think he will proudly wear on his shoulders as a former federal prosecutor, a combat veteran, an Army officer, a partner in the world's oldest law firm. Joe, let me ask you about the arguments the Democrats have made up until now. They talked about how there was a sense of urgency, right? We had to do this before Christmas because, my gosh, this guy, this Trump character poses an existential threat to the survival of the United States. And then they go, oh, by the way, yeah, we're going to walk that stuff over to the Senate, you know, after Jerry Nadler finishes a sandwich and Adam Schiff goes to the eye doctor and Nancy Pelosi comes back from wherever she's coming back from. I mean, that itself just seemed to be, at best, incongruent, did it not?
Jeff, there are so many missteps in this whole process, and it's hard to isolate the Ukraine impeachment effort from what's been going on for years now. Now, I think that the Democrats would have a heck of a lot more credibility had we not just gone through 2.5 years of Robert Mueller, where far from being quiet and stoic and patient, every single leak, every single so-called bombshell that was repeated by the press, repeated by every prominent Democrat, including Adam Schiff, most, almost all of which turned out to be false, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
Then we transition right into the Ukraine matter. And to your point, they don't really know if they want to be stoic, if they want to be high-fiving.
Yep.
You have sort of people giddy about it. You have Nancy Pelosi with her monogrammed pens that were
right.
being handed out.
Right.
So it's really hard to look at all that and say, you know, are these serious truth finders looking to hold a president accountable, or are these very unserious politicians that have been just trying to find anything, anything to hound this president out of office, to the point where it's contradictory to things that, let's say, Jerry Nadler said 20 years ago when he said, you should never bring an impeachment that's not bipartisan.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
They have brought an impeachment that is completely partisan and yet shameless.
One of the things that I took away from their 3-4 days of performance art was that they had apparently this skill, which I was unfamiliar with, that they can read minds, because they determined what the president really was thinking when he was speaking with President Zelensky, and they knew exactly what President Zelensky was really thinking when he was speaking with President Trump, despite the fact that both of these guys said, no, this is not what it was. What's being portrayed here is completely and totally untrue. And I also have to wonder, I don't care whether you are brilliant, not particularly bright, you know that there are 25 other people listening to this phone call. At some point, if you really want to put the squeeze on somebody, don't you say, hey, by the way, I need the room, I need the phone, everybody hang up your extension.
I think that's right. I think it goes, you know, the fact that, one, the president did this in plain sight of everyone. He didn't, to your point, he didn't seek to hide it. He didn't seek to kind of say it in code or in some kind of back channel communication. It was on the call with all these people, and clearly the president did not think he was doing anything wrong.
Right.
I think the second point is, he released the transcript of the phone call almost instantly when there was any kind of word about it. And he said, look, there's nothing on there. So he didn't obstruct the transcript. He didn't try to hide this from plain view. He said, look, here it is. I have nothing to hide here. And the idea that you take that transcript, I mean, and I remember the first time I saw it, I'm like, okay, this is not a big deal.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's been made, and for me, the telltale sign is every time the Democrats feel the need to go on camera and just repeat over and over again how strong this case is, that signals to me they know the case is not very strong. If you have to keep telling me that, it means that the case does not speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know we're not impressed with it, and you have to keep telling me over and over again it's the worst thing since Watergate. Sorry, I don't buy it. I don't think most Americans buy it.
I agree with you. Joe Moreno, it is always our pleasure to have you here. I want to have you back, especially after Alan Dershowitz delivers whatever presentation he's going to deliver this afternoon. I think that is going to be fascinating. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, I don't know. But I think he's just one of those guys who, as we know, has gone on record saying, I didn't vote for him. I'm not going to vote for him. I don't like him. There's nothing here that's impeachable.
That's right. That's right, Jeff. I mean, it's going to be a powerful speech. I'll be watching intently, and I'd love to come back and comment anytime you'll have me.
Absolutely. That is our friend Joe Moreno, and he is the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. Career federal prosecutor, army officer, combat veteran, now a partner in the world's oldest law firm, Cadwallader. Great insight. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.